It's Monday, the 6th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5pm news. The Ministry of Health and Social Services has issued a warning about rising malaria cases, specifically in malaria-endemic areas. From the 4th of November to 15 December 2024, the country recorded over 2,000 malaria cases, including 265 severe cases that resulted in 9 deaths. Enana is the most affected area, followed by Okongo. Here's the Health Ministry's Executive Director, Benangombe.
About 16 districts that are malaria endemic have been affected. We have put in place measures to address this public health concern in terms of having our community health workers providing community education to members of the public, in terms of the health facilities making available admission space for patients who are diagnosed positive with malaria. The outbreak is receiving attention. We reported and procured the necessary pharmaceuticals, clinical supplies, and personal protective equipment for our health workers. We are on top of it.
The weekend's heavy rainfall has caused significant damage to houses in Windhoek, especially to informal settlements in the areas of Ochomuise, Havana and Greenwell Matongo. Residents are frustrated by the constant need for repairs due to frequent rains. Structural damage has been widespread, but no injuries or fatalities have been reported, according to City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenya.
The impact of the rain has affected about 282 households, of which 8 were washed away completely, and 1,189 are the affected people. We are busy with the relocation plans. The 282 households that are affected, most of those households were already affected by previous flash floods. They were previously temporarily relocated. Some are new households that occupied the space that we removed people from those areas. If you are told not to erect your structure in the riverbeds, please don't do it. Then we will find ourselves in a similar situation again next year.
Separately, the 2024 Global Water Monitor report has highlighted the escalating impact of climate change on the water cycle amid the increase in extreme weather events worldwide. Record rainfall and severe droughts have caused devastating floods and water shortages, displacing millions and causing billions in damage. The report asks for urgent action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and said there is a need for stronger infrastructure and better preparedness. Nigeria is activating surveillance measures on people coming into the country from China.
Nigeria's Center for Disease Control says the surveillance measures include the activation of quarantine centers for the people. Health authorities say the centers would ensure that individuals affected by the virus do not spread it to others. The virus, identified as human metapneumovirus or HMPV, is coming 5 years after the coronavirus emerged in China and became a global pandemic, killing millions. Chinese authorities say they are also stepping up measures to curtail the virus. Tessem Akende, Jos.
But South Africa's head of the Center for Respiratory Diseases and Meningitis at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, Cheryl Cohen, says contrary to media reports of a mysterious respiratory virus outbreak in China, these illnesses are very common at this time of the year.
This isn't a mystery virus. This is a virus that we know about and have known about for many years. In fact, it causes a respiratory illness all over the world. Every year. And so I think I think in a way people have put different things together. In fact, this time of year is the winter in the Northern Hemisphere. So China falls in the Northern Hemisphere, similar to the United States and Europe and a number of other countries. And so now is their winter season.
And finally, the donkey thought to have inspired Eddie Murphy's character in the Shrek films has died at age 30. Miniature donkey Perry died after battling a painful hoof disease called laminitis. The donkey was born in 1994 and had lived in Barron Park, Palo Alto, California from the age of 3. The first Shrek film was released in 2001 and won an Oscar for Best Animated Feature. It tells the story of a lonely ogre who befriends a talking donkey named Donkey.
Shrek and Donkey, two stalwart friends off on a whirlwind big city adventure. I love it. On the road again. Sing it with me, Shrek. I can't wait to get on the road again.
What did I say about singing?
Well, can I whistle?
No.
Well, can I hum it?
All right.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.